Hi, this is Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com on the thread My Rights versus Your Rights, which I'm becoming very proud of because there are so many wonderful responses on this. And I initially did regret posting my original podcast on this topic, and now I'm glad I did because it's really come a long way in the thought process and in, I think, understanding a lot of what it was that was bothering me, and I have a whole new view on things, such as, well, you know, something, benevolent heretic, I think I'm going to take more of your stance in the future. You know what? I have no intent to offend, so I'm not going to curtail my actions because I might be offending someone. It's not right. It's ridiculous, and I'm tired of it. Sephronia, you have added so much to this thread. How much is the doggy? Thank you for weighing in because you gave a lot of really unique perspectives from more firsthand experience on the topic, and I think you've added a lot more food for thought here. By the way, I'm second generation. Can I come back to Ireland? Can I apply and get set up there for a while till I find a decent job? What's the deal? Anyway, the more we talk about it and the more I think about it, and being the fact that this is AboveTopSecret.com, which is conspiracies, is there actually a conspiracy behind all this? You know, I think most of us talking about this in the thread are starting to see that there is something terribly wrong with political correctness and what we're led to believe to be the outcome of being politically correct is backfiring so badly to cause the opposite effect. Well, I did a quick search, and right off the bat, I found an article, of course, called "The Politically Correct Conspiracy." Some of the ideas in it, it's by Peter Anthony, by the way, and I will link to it in my thread. Some of the ideas in it are a little far out there, but it's actually connecting political correctness with being a goal of the NWO, New World Order. I'm not sure I agree 100% with his take on everything, but I thought it was interesting that by the second paragraph, he says the following: political correctness, in a nutshell, is the inability to call a spade a spade. It is the extreme aversion to offend, resulting in the sacrifice of the truth. In effect, truth does not matter to the proponents of PC because the truth is often contrary to their gripe on profits and power. The article is much more lengthy, but I just thought it was interesting that the first article that popped up actually pretty much stated one of the conclusions we're coming to here. And by the way, benevolent, yes, women rule and ATS. There's quite a sister thing going here, and I like it, and I think we need a song. So I know I'm always burdening you with the song requests, but hey, write us a theme song. Sephronia, you add a lot to this thread, and I had listened to a few of your podcasts previously and noticed, but not deeply enough, you really have a lot of good and well thought out points to add, and I hope to see a lot more of your podcasting. I'm definitely going to pay more attention. I have to say I left this morning really resenting the fact that I've lost another Saturday, and it's taking me away from, I feel like I've fallen behind on ATS, but I want to share with everyone that it occurred to me, though I couldn't podcast from work while I was working, I could listen to them. And I got to catch up on a lot of really good podcasts out there that that I've missed. And just, you know, listening to some of the longer podcasts, which I normally wouldn't do, but were terrific while I was working to have, as opposed to turning on the radio or something since no one else was there. I have even more catching up to do, but there are some great podcasts out there. This is not the time or place. I'm getting off track. So now I'm curious. I'm really curious. How deep does the conspiracy go, if there is one, that this whole PC thing is actually some sort of a trick? And we've all been sucked into it. I really want to know. So I'm going to, as time allows, which time isn't allowing me anything lately, but I think I'm going to start researching this myself. And anyone else who has time to contribute, let's see what we find. Because I think we've already seen that, aside from being annoying, and all of us are getting to the point where we're tired of the term, I think the majority of people are, is the intent of political correctness that we are led to believe to be the intent, actually even the intent, because it's certainly not producing the result that that we are led to believe it was put in place for. So those are my thoughts at the moment, and this is Relentless, and I'll be back. Bye-bye.